The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Join me for a few minutes on the 94.5 The Answer guest line, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Now, did you and Lewis Vaughn have this plan? Because, you know, he just mentioned you a few minutes ago.
No, I didn't, but he's such a great guy. Oh, my goodness. That warms my heart, you know?
Well, we've been trying to help Lewis. He's been working hard on raising the money for the Korean War Veterans Memorial. And we've had him on a number of times, but Lewis was on a few minutes ago and talked about how you were helping as well. So thank you for that.
No. I mean, what else can we do? But, you know, we need to double down and really help our veterans. And that's why it was so important for me to call this morning and just wish a happy Veterans Day to all our veterans out here. You know, South Carolina, Joey, is such a military state.
Yeah.
We have 500,000 veterans that call South Carolina home, over 50,000 active service men and women, 8 bases. I mean, this is our day here in South Carolina. The governor likes to say South Carolina is where, you know, victory starts and victory lives, because we have so many great service people here in our state.
Yes, and we need to just take a few minutes today and thank them for their service. I never had the privilege of putting on the uniform. Is one of the things that I just did, that age group and the time, I just wasn't I didn't join. But I certainly respect those who do and the sacrifice that they make and their family makes. And I've been just getting some wonderful stories throughout the morning of those special people. And today's the day to say thank you. And I appreciate you calling in to say thank you as well, because it's an important time. It's an important day for us to let them know how important they are.
Exactly. You know, I had the privilege this weekend. I was at a number of veterans events, and I had the privilege of meeting 3 World War II veterans. One will be turning 100 in February.
That's just amazing. It's just amazing.
It is. And they were just wonderful men.
Yeah, and to sit and to have a few minutes to talk with them and to hear their stories. You know, I've got several friends who their dads and people in their family, I've got my brother-in-law, his dad, Grady King, he's I think 99, but to hear the stories and some of them, you know, for years they wouldn't talk about it, but as they've gotten older, they've opened up and they've told just some very heartwarming stories and some horrific stories as well.
I can imagine. There was, when I was at the Veterans Event down at Fluor Field yesterday, I met this, you know, I met two wonderful veterans. Lindsey Graham presented both of them with certificates from the Senate and flags, and he wasn't able to attend, so I had the privilege of actually handing them and shaking their hands their flags that flew over the Capitol. But the one gentleman, Lloyd Green, his grandson was there with him.
Yeah.
And I told him he probably was around 18, 19. It's hard to judge these days people's ages, but I told him, I said, sit down with your grandfather, write a journal, learn as much as you can, because like you said, that generation is leaving, and all the rich history that they have in their head and their heart, we're losing. And so he said, when I left, he says, Lieutenant Governor, I promise I'm going to do that. I said, you should. So, you know, it does. It was such, and those men were so selfless, Joey. Yeah. Don't you see it? Like, they don't even think they've done something. Like, when you talk to them about their service, I told one of them, thank you for your service. He said, thank you for coming and recognizing that I'm here. I was like, what? Like, that's nothing compared to what you've done for all of us.
Yeah, so it's almost like they're embarrassed when you do, thank them and recognize them. But Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, thank you for taking a few minutes to call in. And we'll be checking in with you again Thursday, I believe it is.
That's right. So, Joey, happy Veterans Day to all of our veterans. I hope you have the best day you've ever had.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, thanks for checking in.